Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on silence, really more about peace, using sound to get to a state of peace and perfect stillness, the stillness over and over in the show. So that's our intention, is that you and everybody on the planet is able to hold a state of perfect peace at any time, and really at all times. Okay. But before we get started, let me tell you about our stuff we have happening at the school here. On May 15th, we've got our next open house. So it's from 1 to 6 p.m. We normally get really high. So if you're around or if you're not around, book a flight. Come on out and join us. We'll be doing toning and chanting and meditations and information about the whole field of sound healing. And again, that's May 15th. May 23rd, we have our next round of classes starting. We got the 3-month certificate program in sound healing and the 3-month certificate program in audio recording, sound healing audio recording. So those are happening 3 nights a week here at the Institute with some weekends. Then on May 10th, we have the next online sound healing program starting, and that's for 17 or 18 weeks, actually. And that's 3 nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and then Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., also San Francisco time. If you can't make any of those times, you're always welcome to watch the video of the class because we record all the classes. Or if you can't make any of those times, you can watch videos only, and then every couple of weeks we can check in and I'll ask you what you got out of the class and have you present your homework and have you ask questions. So it works really well with just even watching the videos of the classes. And if you're not tech savvy, don't worry. You can, give me a call and we can do a test with your computer to make sure you can get online. All you really need is a headset, and it's not that hard. It's just like logging on to a site, and then you go. It's just like talking on the phone. You get to see our computer screen as well, so we show you graphics and videos and stuff. So that's happening. Of course, we've got the associate degree program in sound healing. We just got enough people to do it online for this round, so we might be able to do the whole degree online if you're not in the area. And we've got the associate degree here. We also have the summer intensive coming up June 12th for 2 weeks straight. And you could fly in for 2 weeks. We've got a hotel just a half a block from here. You could stay and get the full experience here. Then you could finish the certificate online if you wanted to finish it. Some people just come for the 2 weeks only. It's a really powerful experience because we're doing sound day and night for 2 weeks straight. We go really deep. So that's happening. A lot of other interesting things going on. You can always do classes individually. You don't have to take the whole certificate. So you can go to soundhealingcenter.com and see everything we have going on. You can also give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay, so we're talking about silence and peace and stillness. It's interesting. When you talk about silence, silence doesn't mean peace at all. And it's interesting as to the difference between silence that is peaceful and still, and silence that could actually be not only not peaceful and still, can be excruciating and horrible. God. I was thinking about different types of silence. There's silence of like waiting for something. There's silence of waiting for something bad, you know, to happen. If you're going to something you don't want to do, you know, you have to go to like maybe a test or something, or it could be much worse actually. There's the silence of God, just there's silence that's supposed to be peaceful, like in church sometimes. Sometimes it's peaceful. You go to peace in church. A lot of churches, depending on the people, they do go to is peace and stillness. But sometimes there's expected silence. You expect to be expected to be at peace. You know, I've done meditations where we're supposed to be this in this stillness, and my mind's just going. You know, the biggest thing that in the silence is your mind, of course. Just turning away, thinking about whatever it's thinking about. That's like the sound of our mind, you know, when it's really buzzing, when it's like, you know, your mind is just going and going. Sometimes that when you get into a really sweet zone, your mind moves into music, where maybe your thoughts are really melodic, they're really flowing, they're really smooth, and it's really beautiful, and you can get some peace out of that. But really, the true peace is not silence. This is the weirdest thing that I've learned from the last 10 years of doing sound healing. Peace is not silence. In fact, peace is an actual frequency, because the truth is there's always a frequency. There's no such thing, technically, as silence. There's always a frequency. I mean, I guess you can be in the void. Some people have gone into the void of complete nothingness. And that can, there's in the void of complete nothingness, that can actually be scary. I mean, some people, I've heard of people talk about going into depression where there's just nothing, no feeling, and that's really scary. It's really actually very silent. Then there's the void, which actually is like being one with the universe, that is really incredible. But in that case, you're not in the void. I mean, it's a little different. I'm trying to think that maybe there's a void that's good. But, you know, being one with the universe is really being one with all frequencies at the same time. It's not like complete, you know, no frequency. Again, you know, even in the quantum world, even in outer space, there is vibration. There's vibration everywhere. So really then, peace is not about getting rid of vibration. Peace is about ordered vibration. It's really about, as I've said over and over and over, about consistent vibration. It's like a sine wave. All of the vowels are consistent. But it's even more than that. It's really a vibration in silence. A vibration in silence is the most profound peace there is. There's another component. We're going to do this in just a minute. So hold that thought. The other part of it is the home note of a key. The home note of a key. We are musical beings. I had a woman come to me the other day, and she said, you know, I really have bad pitch. I can't sing a word. I really wish I could sing. And I didn't crack up, but I said to her, you're singing right now. She was going, I really don't know how to sing. she was totally singing while she was talking. Everybody sings while they talk. Our whole system is based on frequencies. It's a symphony. It's a huge musical chorus within us. And because it's musical, the second you get into music, the home note of any music is the whole deal. It's really where the piece is. If I, you know, if I go up and I don't ever go, I stop, don't go home, I kind of stay, and it's like, you know, I'm really like up in the not coming home. It's, you know, it's not peaceful. But when I go home, then I'm at home. Home in peace. It's such a simple concept. It's the most basic thing. It's, you would think that in music theory they would teach you how profoundly important the home note of a key is. The home note. When you go home, you can stop and be still. But what I've discovered is it's when the home note fades out slowly and you're left with this smooth fade into perfect peace. When that happens, you can still hear the note humming, and that is the peace. Let's go ahead and have an example. This is a crystal bowl. This is a song called Peace, in fact. And it's a crystal bowl. We're just going to play the last couple of minutes. And then when it ends, we'll hold the silence for like a minute or so. So it's not that you've lost your radio connection. Doing silence on the radio is always so much fun because it's like the opposite of what radio is about. But we're going to hold the silence for a minute after this song ends. Okay, so tune in to this frequency and get it going in your body. Trick is to effortlessly keep the sound going in your head. Just stay present with that sound. Effortlessly hear so interesting. It's so easy to hold that sound after it fades slowly. If it were to fade abruptly, then it kind of blows it. You're left with a little bump. But when it fades slowly, I can still hear it. And I could just stay in this spot of stillness and peace forever. It's amazing. I look around. I'm going to see some traffic out my window here where I am. And it's like I'm here in this stillness. And that's all out there. It's really amazing. Now, what I've found is the more bass there is, where a song ends on a bass note, or maybe the whole song is just one note, like the crystal bowl is just one note, so that is the home note. Or this song that I want to play now, is the whole song is one note, but it's got really powerful bass. When the bass fades out really slowly, it's even more profound, this state of stillness and peace. So I'm going to play this song called Healing Japan, just the last couple of minutes of it, where we actually did toning for Healing Japan, and really, again, bring it into your body. And again, when it's done, hold that frequency of this song, of the note, the main note, in your head. Hold the stillness. You hardly have to even do it. Just be present with the sound of silence, that frequency in the silence after it ends and fades out. This is such a profound state. It's just like so healing. It's like what everybody is looking for. So many people that are just dying for this peace. What a way to put it, huh? They're just dying for this peace. Also, what I've discovered, you know, we've got sound tables here with subwoofers in the massage table, and we vibrate people intensely. I mean, it's like talking about bass. Oh my God. It's like laying on a subwoofer. Your whole body is shaking intensely. And what I've discovered is the slower the fade, the more profound this state of peace. So what I want to play is, I've got a song here called Root Soul Frequency. I want to play about 4 minutes of this song, because I've got the fade on this song is about 4 minutes long. And tune in, and again, bring it into your body. Hopefully you've got bass speakers. You know, if you've got bass, if it's just coming out of your computer, you won't feel the bass. You won't hear it as well. But if you got the bass speakers, you know, just crank them up and feel it as it fades out. And then again, we're going to hold the silence for even longer this time at the end of this one. And keep the frequency going. Be present in your body. This is Root Soul Frequency. Especially nice when, after a long fade, the sound fades into nature sounds. It's really beautiful. when I was in Earth Dance, I've told this story before, we would play crystal bowls. We had a booth with crystal bowls playing, and we were in the middle of four stages with bands playing on every stage. Right in the middle of four stages, a dance dome, rock and roll dome, or a stage, the rockabilly stage, and then the, kind of the mellow rock stage. We're right in the middle of all four of them. So we were in a cacophony of chaos and noise. It was intense. I mean, really intense. But we would play the bowls, and we'd had like four or five bowls, and everybody was playing them. So we had four or five crystal bowls going really powerfully. And then I would say, okay, everybody, stop. And everybody would stop playing the bowls at once. And all five of the bowls would fade out. And even though they didn't go to complete silence because of the cacophony around us, it was incredibly still. So we would have, you know, if there's a dozen people around the table, we would all go into this state of complete peace, just like we are now. And it was profound. It was really just a epiphany where I went, whoa, you can have peace in the middle of chaos. And it was such a revelation. You can have peace in the middle of chaos. So whether you've got anything going on health-wise or wealth-wise, money-wise or relationship-wise, or if we have something going on with the environment, a slow fade can put you in this state of complete stillness, regardless of what's going on around you. This is amazing, because that place of stillness is healing. That place of stillness is where creativity comes from. That place of stillness is the direct connection, where the direct connection to spirit happens. It's also where the fairies live. It's where the angels live. So this is really, really powerful. It's really amazing. Then there are a lot of instruments that do it. Crystal bowls are one of the best because they've got such a long fade. Tibetan bowls are good, but they don't fade nearly as long as crystal bowls, but they still work, metal Tibetan bowls. Tuning forks do the same thing. Tuning forks have a slow fade, but they fade a little quicker. But when it's right on a part of your body or on an acupuncture point, it's still really effective. It's sending that part of the body right to stillness, leaving it in stillness with that frequency still vibrating. Of course, the best you could get is the sound table. There's nothing like this, being on a sound table for like even an hour, you know, getting a massage, and then it fades out, and you could just stay there forever, easily. The most profound state of peace I've ever been in my life. It's so interesting, because a lot of musicians don't do this. You know, I listened to this. I remember this song just yesterday I was listening to. It was so beautiful and peaceful and really just incredible. And it went on, it was a really long song. It was like 15 minutes long. And then right at the end, it goes, it's just like, and it stops. And I'm like, God. You know, I was left with a oomph after 15 minutes of like beautiful music. And now I'm left with a oomph. I don't want a oomph. I want a slowly fading out, leaving me in that state for as long as I want. Okay. So simple, but so profound. Let me play another song. We'll play the last 3 minutes or so of Enlightenment. This one also ends very slowly. And this one is about enlightenment, with the intention of enlightenment. So you're being left in that state of enlightenment. Could stay here forever. Seems like about a minute or 30 seconds to a minute after it goes to silence, I get chills. It's like the angels start doing their healing work. I get downloads. It's amazing. Still hear the last note. You know, I always used to think meditation was so much work. I couldn't get my mind to stop. Now, my mind's completely stopped. Just holding that note. That's all that's in my head. So easy to go right back to it. easy, easy meditation once you go to that place of stillness. And again, it's not silence. Technically, there's still a sound or frequency going, but it's consistent, and it's like a silent frequency hanging in the air. Now, it's interesting when you go to a high note for the last note. It can still leaves you in the exact same state of peace, but it's a whole different place. Listen to the last few minutes of this song, Water of Life, and listen to where it leaves you after the last high note. And again, we're going to hold it for like a minute after it ends. So high, it's like just still hearing that in my head. Just like, okay, just, I can still hear it. Just so peaceful and still. It's almost nicer when it's still the home note. It's just a much higher one. Like a high state of consciousness. Nice. God. I've never done a show like this before. It's really profound when you just listen to one after another like this and just go to the state over and over. It's like I'm in a zone. You know, It's like once you do this enough, it's like you just are in the zone of stillness. No more chatter going on in my head. Complete 100% stillness and focus. So easy to be still in my voice because I feel still inside from this silence, which isn't silence. It's actually a frequency. Now, I want to do one that's really powerful. I'm going to do like the last 5 or 6 minutes of this song called Divine Peace. Because in this song, what I did is I actually made the whole last 5 or 6 minutes the ending. So it's a really long ending. It actually continues for, I mean, it's like this whole song is 30 minutes, but the last 5 minutes is like the ending. So it's really doing this home note a lot, so it really leaves you in a profound state. So let's listen to the last 5 minutes here of Divine Peace. just, I feel it at the base of my spine. It's just humming still powerfully at the base of my spine. So funny. When you do this, it's like you want to get to the end of the song. The end of the song, you realize the end of the song is the best part of any music. Silence after any sound you play is really the best part. The best part of sound healing is when the sound ends. Okay, we'll do one more here. This is Pachelbel Canon. We'll play the last 3 minutes here of Pachelbel Canon, and it ends maybe 3.5 minutes or something like that. And this fades out into the ocean. And then we'll hold this piece one more time in stillness. Now, the trick is to hold this state of stillness as long as you can. Don't talk to anybody if you can the rest of the night. And stay in this place of peace. Just keep holding that note, last note, in your head. Imagine being able to hold the state of peace we're in for the rest of the weekend. Or through the whole week, through months to come, months of being in a state of complete stillness with a frequency of peace in your head. Or years to come, imagine lifetimes where we're all in a state of complete peace and stillness, totally awake and present. Wow. Thanks for listening.